sports wagering fans. This is a pretty dismal week. We're coming to you on Inside the Lines. This is your host, Wesley Burris, and my co-host, Taylor Griggs. Taylor has now passed me in the win column for the season after my dismal week last week. You know what? I'm almost to the point this season where I have to decide that I just cannot pick college football, or I really need to go back, especially in my picks against you. I need to get away from some of these big games, because that used to be my thing, is what some of my friends call hipster betting, which is really analyzing the smaller conferences and the teams that dominate those. And I was talking to you about that the other day. I think that's the route I need to go back to, and if I lose for a couple of weeks doing that, that's fine. Not having a good year so far. I'm below 500, which blows, but not way below 500, so it's not that bad. Can easily make that up with a few good weeks. By no means am I a professional handicapper, nor do I claim to be, but I'm usually pretty good at this, and that's what makes me upset a little bit here, Taylor. I just feel like I can't get in the groove. I'm picking the NFL fairly well, which is about normal, but on my picks here on this, well, a couple weeks ago, I got an NFL game. I think I got both my NFL games wrong, but in the weeks past, I've been pretty decent at it. And what I've been putting my money on, that's where I've been getting. I'm kind of in the hole going into Sunday, and then I'm getting my money back, and it just kind of sucks to bet like that.
I only usually bet on Sunday.
Well, that's a smart play, because you watch more NFL than you do college football. Yeah. I just feel like college, there's so much parity now. You either have to lay a ton of points to be successful, yeah. And that's something I do not like doing. I don't like laying 28 points or more. And a lot of times when I just talked about the hipster betting these smaller conferences, you have to take a team that's going to lay a bunch of points. You know what? I don't know. We'll figure it out. I got some wagers for you today. I think they're pretty decent. We're going to get into our picks later. We're going to gloss over a bunch of games as we did last week. Instead of diving into some boring-ass stats, we're just going to run down some of the bigger games of the week, tell you what we think about the lines. And I think that's the way to go about this going forward. It's more fun like this. Instead of just boring you to death with stats and what we think are the big plays, I can just give you my plays later. There's so much information out there. You can get it better than I can. Plus, I've been super busy with my new job. I just don't have the time to sit here and do all of the research that's necessary for this. We've got other podcasts. You know, we're busy right now. You got a lot going on with the Haunted House stuff, your job. You know, we're doing all these podcasts. It takes a lot of time, man. People don't understand that.
It is a tired month for me.
Yeah, I can understand that. And we'll get right into it today. Well, I'll go ahead and throw this out there. Taylor got to 13-12. We've been picking, if you haven't been listening, we've been picking five games each week. A couple of times we go against one another just for shits and giggles to see what happens. And that's kind of where I stepped in some doo-doo this past week. I'm now 12-12-1 on the season. So a half game behind Taylor because of the tie. I'll call it a half game. He thinks he's a game ahead. But I feel like that will be quickly erased within the next couple of weeks, and I'll take a lead again. And maybe I sound a little too cocky. Maybe I'm wrong about it, but we'll see. You look at me like you don't think I'm right, but
you're not.
Okay. All right. Check back with me in a couple weeks. Okay. All right. The first game today that we're going to talk about, the Red River Shootout, 12 o'clock Eastern. That's an ABC game, I believe. Coming to you from the Texas State Fair. The Longhorns are the home team this year as far as what I've read. And the Sooners are laying 7 here, and the over-under is 61.5. Initial thoughts from you on that?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
It is on Fox.
Oh, it's Fox. Yeah. I am so sorry.
I thought I saw that earlier.
Oh, the Big 12 does have the deal with them. I have forgotten about that.
Yes.
That's one of your it is one of your favorite things to say.
You're
a very, very exciting man right now.
Oklahoma has looked about subpar. The same.
Subpar. They score a lot.
They had a good quarterback. They don't have him anymore.
Well, what do you mean? They have a good quarterback.
They have a decent quarterback.
He's not a prolific passer. He can run all over.
Yes.
Kyler Murray can run.
And Texas has a receiver named Lil Jordan Humphrey. That's his real name.
Lil Jordan.
So I'm going to go with Lil Jordan.
You're going to take the Longhorns getting the seven.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say about this. I have not watched OU play, only on highlights. I don't like Big 12 football.
No.
I don't wager on Big 12 football. It's very, very – if you want to ask – if you ask any of my buddies that gamble and know what I tend to take, especially one of my buddies who we talk about pretty much every pick we take, he knows I don't bet Big 12. He knows I can't pick it. I really can't. So whatever I say here, it'd probably be best to go against it. My gut is very rarely right when it comes to these games. The Big Ten as well. I try to stay away because, honestly, I don't want to watch it. Big 12 football can be exciting. It can be. And I don't know if these teams are good. Is that a fair assessment to you? Like, yeah. I don't know what to think about either one of them because I don't know if they're good.
And I wouldn't put any real money on this game.
On this game?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I mean
– I just picked Texas because I like
I'm sure it's going to be heavily bet. Because for some reason, people that gamble on football tend to like to bet the big games. I've never really understood that. And I think a lot of it, they feel like it's more fun to watch when there's money involved. I think it's like what we saw at Mellow Mushroom the other day, how all these older people that you know probably have never followed NFL were sitting up at the bar pounding beers at 12:30 on a Sunday talking about fantasy football. Fantasy football has helped the NFL tremendously with all the negative press, with the – Kaepernick stuff with Nike, the kneeling, all that stuff. However you feel about that, doesn't matter. It's still negative press. And their numbers have gone down, but I think fantasy players have propped those numbers up for the past few years. I know several people that watch it that never would have watched it before. But anyway, getting back to this game, you're going to take Texas?
Lil Humphrey. Lil Jordan Humphrey.
I don't like – what's Texas quarterback's name? I forget because they had a controversy last year. He's not whatever. I don't feel like he's that good, and people say that he is. He's sort of athletic. I don't think he's a great passer. I can't remember his damn name. It's a shame that I don't know some of these players. That's why we're going to try to zip through some of these college games because I really don't give a damn. I'm not going to watch this game. If I do, I'm not going to probably
Sam Ellen
that
Ellinger.
Ellinger, that's it.
He's 1,185 yards, 9 touchdowns, 2 picks. Kyler Murray, 1,460, 17 touchdowns, 2 picks.
Seven? He's thrown 17 touchdowns?
I don't know if that's throwing or is that
– It could be total.
I guess that would be.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Well, I know one game I think he only had like 100 and something passing yards, but he ran all over.
Lil Jordan Humphrey has 26 receptions. 402 yards and 3 touchdowns.
So because of the receiver, you're going to go with him.
Yes.
I don't like Ellinger. I think Texas's defense is improved. I heard people saying earlier in the season this had a chance to be one of their best defenses in a long, long time. And after getting punked by Maryland in week one, they've looked a lot better. I've seen Texas beat up on TCU. OU, to me, has not really beaten anybody impressive in my mind. I'll go with Texas getting the points here. I feel like this could be a weird game. I feel like whoever the favorite is in this game always gets down early. That's just my feeling. And I typically have watched it some in the past when both teams were a little bit better and more competitive. My boys are going to be playing at this point in time, so I'm not going to be watching this game. I might catch some of it if our game gets out of control, but – I'll go with Texas there.
For some reason, it won't let me show me player stats.
Can you talk into the mic?
It won't show me player stats for the LSU-Florida game, which is next, I think.
Who really gives a damn about player stats there? Because we've got something else to talk about in that football game. LSU, the Bayou Bengals, they're going to the swamp to take on the Gators. And very interesting that I thought Florida could be a contender. They still are. A contender in the East, even having lost to Kentucky. They sort of control that. If Kentucky loses, they'll control their own destiny. So, you know what? I say that. No, they wouldn't. Kentucky would still have to lose twice. But they could beat Georgia. Who knows what's going to happen the rest of the year there? LSU has looked improved, getting pretty good quarterback play. Look, let's talk about the wager that was made. Was it today or was it yesterday?
I think it was sometime this week. Spurrier and Les Miles.
The Dos Equis spokesman. I'm actually wearing a Dos Equis shirt right now, which is interesting.
Spurrier said if LSU wins, he'll eat grass. And Les Miles says if Florida wins, he'll wear a Gators visor.
You were astounded that I knew that Les Miles ate grass, but that's a pretty well-known thing. You don't follow it the same way as you do the NFL, so I don't expect you to know that. I think Florida I think Felipe Franks is a better quarterback than LSU's. I do. I don't know why I think that. I think LSU has better talent.
All right. Well, let me throw a little numbers.
Florida has better coaches.
Throw a little numbers at you. LSU has the 78th ranked overall offense.
Oh, that's bad.
Florida has the 93rd ranked overall offense.
This is some SEC. Florida trash for
has
you.
The 19th ranked defense.
And LSU's is 18th.
With the second ranked passing defense. LSU has the 32nd best.
But who's Florida? Florida hasn't played anybody that throws the football.
Yes. Who did they beat? Who did they lose to?
Kentucky. Oh. Kentucky does not throw the football.
You're right. So
no.
I really like LSU in this.
You do?
I like that quarterback they got.
I'll tell you what. The line is – we didn't even say that. LSU is laying 2.5 here. The over-under is 43.5. You would lay the 2.5 confident they're going to win by a field goal.
Yeah.
They look improved. They're going into the swamp.
Florida's offense is just garbage.
Gators just beat Mississippi State last week. Big game. Maybe they could have a letdown at home. I doubt it. I don't think they're better than LSU, but for some reason, I think they could knock them down this week. I think they can. I think this is LSU's first. That's not their first real test because they did beat Auburn. I forgot all about that. They beat Auburn and they held. That makes me kind of think. You know what? I'm going with LSU too. I think I have to. Now that I think about it, I just don't think Florida is. Yeah, I don't think – if your offense is that bad, how are you going to be good against a good defense? And Florida has a good defense as well, but LSU has shown me more on offense. So I think you're on the right track there. They can win by field goal. That's not too much to ask, even though they're on the road. So me babbling about Florida, whatever. LSU, I think LSU might be the play there. Again, this is not a game that I would bet. I have no interest in it. I feel like it's going to be super sloppy. This is also a game that I could see either team winning like 26-7 or something like that, 26-10. So I wouldn't bet this game. I would probably lean towards LSU, though. Good call there. I think that good stats as well. The next game could be another dumpster fire. So basically we've picked five games this week completely by accident that we felt at the 12 o'clock hour, the 3:30 slate, and the late games that we thought were the biggest matchups this weekend, the ones that would get the most pub. And just by accident, we probably picked five dumpster fires because these games could all be bad. They could all be decent. I don't think any of them are going to be great. So this one, Florida State at Miami, the Canes laying 13.5 at home. 48 is the over-under. What's your thoughts there? Initial thoughts. When you just hear that number, what do you think? Because I think Florida State is bad.
Yeah. They're
bad.
I think Miami covers.
This game is typically close, and Miami, I don't know. I think Miami has the better coaching staff. I think they have the way better quarterback, even though I think he is overrated. And I just think they're more balanced. I think their defense is better. Florida State has shown me absolutely nothing. They squeaked by Louisville last week. I don't think Louisville is good at all. Alabama showed you that. Now, Alabama has beaten the doors off of several teams. But, you know, look, Miami lost big to LSU. They made it look more competitive late. It was getting out of hand. Miami, you know, had LSU's number early in the game and just made mistakes, and LSU just started pounding the rock at them, got in a rhythm, and it was just downhill after that. Miami turned the ball over a lot. I don't see that happening against Florida State. I I'm going to pick Miami to win this game. I don't know if they cover the number because I don't know how good the Canes are either. You think they win by 14?
Yeah.
I could see it happening.
Because I think Florida State is something.
I could definitely see this game being 27-13 and being absolutely boring to watch. I could see that. Some people think those are good games. I don't. Sometimes they can be, but I don't think this is going to be fun to watch. I don't care anything about it, really. I think Miami could win by 14. I would have to go with Miami. I could not take Florida State, even with the points, man. This is crazy as it sounds. If this was 14.5, 15, something like that, I might could see the point in taking FSU and hoping that it'd be close. They've shown me nothing. I don't think Willie Taggart has it together yet. So I don't think this is the week to do it. I believe Miami will be, you know, pumped up about this. And they really beat the hell out of North Carolina. North Carolina's bad too. They beat the hell out of them. I got to go with the Canes there. Now, let's talk about this game first, and I'll come back around. So we'll get out of order here a little bit. Not that you know the order. I even wrote these down. It doesn't matter. Notre Dame Fighting Irish at Virginia Tech. Notre Dame -6.5. 57 is your over-under. And the Hokie Birds do not have their starting quarterback, Josh Jackson. He broke his leg a couple weeks ago. They got a big win against Duke last week. Kind of shocked me. Duke was one of my picks. Duke absolutely came in and laid an egg. But here's what Duke did that surprised me. After, I want people to know this as well. My Duke pick was with the full understanding that they were going to play the same quarterback that they had been playing for the last couple weeks and they'd been having, you know, offensive success with. They lost their starting quarterback, I think it was week two, to an injury. The other quarterback played incredibly well. They bring their starter back after emergency surgery, basically. Rushed him back in last week. And I think he actually had an okay game. But you disrupted the rhythm of your offense. You see what I'm saying? And you put this other guy back in, and you didn't get the job done. They didn't score a lot early. Virginia Tech got out to a big lead. I don't like that kind of stuff. And if I would have known that Jones was coming back to play quarterback, I doubt I would have picked Duke. And I know that sounds like a lot of hindsight, you know, me just trying to sound smart. No, I really wouldn't have. I thought they were going to go the other route, and they didn't, and their offense suffered. Now, Virginia Tech has a very solid defense. I'll give them that. But that's their biggest win. And here, VT gets beat 2 weeks ago by Old Dominion by double digits when they were a 28-point favorite, and somehow they jumped back in the top 25 by beating Duke.
Old Dominion?
Old Dominion beat VT, yes.
Or was it Liberty?
It was Old Dominion.
What? They lost. Okay.
Liberty beat Old Dominion 52-10. Yeah. If that has
even worse.
Yes, it makes it worse. Now, to Old Dominion and Virginia Tech's credit, Old Dominion went out there and just put this young walk-on kid at quarterback. He lit VT up. So this leads me to believe, guess what Notre Dame did a couple of weeks ago? They were struggling offensively. They made a change at quarterback. They got Winbush out of there, stuck another guy in. He's throwing all over everybody. They're smoking people right now, beat the hell out of Stanford. They're laying 6.5 here on the road. I think Notre Dame has a ton of talent. I think they beat Virginia Tech by at least a touchdown. I think it could get ugly, honestly. I think that this game, the Inner Sandman's going to be rocking. The fans are going to be into it. They're back in the top 25 now, but they're a pretend top 25 team. I don't care if Josh Jackson went out against Old Dominion. I don't care. You're supposed to be night and day better than Old Dominion. You were a 28-point favorite with him. So that would mean to me, without Josh Jackson, you'd have probably still been a what? At least a 14-point favorite, 10-point favorite. You lost by 14. No excuses. That doesn't happen. 28-point favorites very rarely lose a game, especially by double digits. So I am not a believer in the Hokies. I do not think they've righted the ship just because they beat Duke. I don't believe that. They have more talent than Duke, but they don't have more talent than Notre Dame. I like the Irish here. What are your thoughts?
Yep.
Same thing?
Yep.
Notre Dame's good.
Yes.
I think they are. I think they have had hiccups, but they've also beat the Wolverines, who we know are good. They have a lot of talent. All right, now, their coaching's questionable sometimes. I think Harbaugh can get a little crazy. I don't think their offense is where they want it to be. But they did beat the Michigan Wolverines. They've survived every test in front of them, and they pounded Stanford, who I know is a legit ball club, bottom line. VT does not have a premium win under their belt. Notre Dame has two. I'm going with the Irish. And the Irish's schedule, by the way, we went over earlier on our ACC preview on another podcast. Brutal. I mean, just absolutely brutal. From the Wake Forest game on, we were saying they might lose every week. Well, now things are starting to go in their favor. I don't think Southern Cal is that good. They've already got by Stanford. Now they have VT. VT doesn't have their starting quarterback. Things are really starting to shape up for the Irish to possibly be a playoff team, in my opinion. Our final college game before we jump into the pros. Oh, the team that beat my Gamecocks this past week, the University of Kentucky Wildcats, they go to College Station to take on the A&M Aggies, who are favored by 5.5. The over-under is 50.5. And you like Kentucky here, don't you?
Yep. I sure do.
I got to be opposite with you. I've got to see – people are screaming on SEC Network that Kentucky is legit just because they beat South Carolina – even though they dominated early, 24-3, looked like it was going to get very, very ugly. They did nothing the rest of the game. And I will admit this as a Gamecock fan, South Carolina is not very talented. We're just not. So I will say this. They beat Mississippi State, who turned around and lost to Florida. I think Mississippi State's fallen off the rails. I feel like right now you have to think that the Bulldogs of Mississippi State are going to lose to, I would think, LSU. They're going to lose to Bama. They could possibly lose to Ole Miss. Who knows? So they could be headed for a 5-6 loss season when everybody was praising them. I think they might have even cracked the top 10 or top 12. Whatever. I don't believe that Kentucky can pound the – I don't think they can do offensively what they want to do against this Aggie team.
I think this is going to be the best game on Saturday.
Of all the games?
Yes.
What makes you think that?
The matchup.
Why?
It's equal on.
No, I negative.
Kentucky's offensive strength is what?
Running the football.
What is Texas A&M's defensive strength?
Stopping the run.
Exactly.
Well, strength on strength doesn't make a good game most of the time.
It does to me.
Because I don't think Kentucky can stop the pass. I think if you can test them through the air, which nobody has been able to do yet because they haven't played a passer. This is a team that threw Kellen Mond, who threw for over 400 yards on the Clemson Tigers.
The 13th ranked offense of Texas A&M versus the 12th ranked defense of Kentucky.
What you just said about 12th ranked defense, that to me – maybe I will be wrong, okay? I'll give you – look, maybe I'll end up being wrong. That, to me, is a smoke and mirrors. They've played Florida, who you just said was the 98th ranked offense. They've played South Carolina. They've played Mississippi. Now, Mississippi State had a legit offense, but when they played Kentucky and Florida, who have solid defenses, shit. All right, South Carolina stuffed Kentucky, held them to their lowest yardage total of the year, mind you, and still lost by 14. That's because they got dug in a big hole, and South Carolina's offense is garbage. Nobody has tested them yet. Okay. A&M will. A&M has too many weapons, too much speed, too much talent. I think A&M burst their bubble double digits all day.
All right.
All day.
Whatever.
All right, that wraps up our college games, and we've got several NFL games we're going to hit on real quick. The first of which is a strange one. Because it's the Browns versus the Browns. And if you don't know what I mean by that, tell them, Taylor.
The Browns.
Of Baltimore.
The Baltimore Browns.
And the Cleveland Browns. The Ravens used to be the Browns. That's a little shitty joke I just told.
Shitty.
Whatever.
It's really shitty.
Baltimore is laying 3 points here. The over-under is 47.5. They're at Cleveland. Can you side with Cleveland here? Is it logical? Mayfield seems to have sparked them. He's a leader. They should have won at Oakland last week. There's no doubt about that. They should have beaten the Steelers. They should have beaten the Saints. That's 0-2-1 in those three games I just mentioned. So shoulda, coulda, woulda beens haven't worked out for the Browns thus far. But Baker Mayfield in only what his first start as a Brown last week came in and rallied them to a win the week before. What are your thoughts on him? I think he's a playmaker. I told you it looked like his balls – oh, that doesn't sound good. The passes to the sidelines don't look like they have enough zip on me for me to be an elite NFL passer. They don't have enough zip on them.
Okay.
They don't. I don't think he throws a great out route. It's just something that I noticed. It takes his – It takes his pass a long time to get to the sidelines. That's something that you don't see guys like Big Ben and Brady and guys like that have problem with. Even Eli, I mean, even old decrepit Eli, who we'll talk about in just a moment. I just feel like Flacco, he's going to throw it 48 times in this game. They're going to get multiple backs in the backfield. Lamar Jackson looks to me like they have a couple packages with him where he looks really good and solid in that offense. They have a creative coach, man. Look, Jim Harbaugh's brother is a way better coach than him. I don't know why. Nobody talks about it. He's a hell of a coach, man.
Because he doesn't do anything.
Because he doesn't talk.
He's not crazy.
He's not a talker.
He's not insane.
He does things. Yeah. He has results.
He wins Super Bowl.
Well, they have a creative offense. They got this quarterback who years ago people thought was going to be garbage, and he's just turned out to be one of the most consistent guys in the league. He slings the ball all over the yard. I've never been a huge fan of him, but their offense is fun to watch. It really is. They get the ball in multiple guys' hands. They're creative.
I was a big Ravens fan.
Well, they got pretty cool-looking uniforms. Yeah. They do. And they got good fans too, man. Those people in Baltimore really took to them. And, hey, you know what? Their team got robbed from them back in the 80s. They deserved a football team. They did. That city's been through a lot. Watch the wire. All right, but I can't back Cleveland here. I would lay the points with Baltimore just because I think they're a better football team.
Yeah.
I mean, even at home, I hate betting against the home dog.
Their defense is
– the dog pound is going to be loud and proud. We saw some out the other day. They're actually wearing stuff in public now. They're showing their faces. They're not wearing bags. It is what it is. The Browns are a nice story. They're a better football team. Given 2-3 more years of good draft picks, they can get there. They can get there. They're not a playoff team now. There's no way. Not where they are right now. But they nearly sent Chucky packing last week. Boy, he's lucky he won that football game thanks to some questionable officiating that I'm sure everybody that's listening to this has heard about. NFL actually backed those guys up, by the way. That's garbage. Let's move to the next game. And I threw this on here because I think you were talking about matchups a while ago. This is strength versus strength personified. Kansas City Chiefs host the Jacksonville Jaguars. Defense versus offense all day. Kansas City's laying 3. 48.5 is over under. First of all, before I ask you your thoughts on the game, does this go over or under? Because a weird thing about games with good defenses is you can have a lot of turnovers, short fields, points can be had very quickly. I would think it goes under.
You think so?
I do because I think the Chiefs – here's the thing. The Chiefs did just face a very talented defense the other night. That was probably a better football game than that Falcons-Saints game, which was an early candidate for game of the year. I like the other night's game better. Between Denver and Kansas City. I felt like there was more defense. It was more tense. It wasn't just a video game. Guys going up and down the field, missing tackles, big plays. It had big plays. It had suspense. Mahomes is the star of the season so far. When you're hearing about him more than you are Touchdown Tom, Tuckin' Tom, as you call him.
Tuckmaster.
Tuckmaster Tom. That's it. So you think
okay.
It's hard to pick against Kansas City at home.
I'm going to tell you what you do. You take Kansas City.
You take Kansas City.
Patrick Mahomes, 1,200 yards, 14 touchdowns.
Zero.
No picks.
Picks.
They have a
– Jacksonville is going to force him to throw
here's
to
the bad
throw
thing.
A pick.
Here's the only – Kansas City doesn't have defense.
No. And Bortles can be dangerous.
Yeah. So it's going to be –
I could see you saying that it goes over.
Yeah.
But I think there's enough defense here. I think the Jacksonville's offense is bad enough. Fournette is out, by the way.
Oh,
or
of
not
course.
Supposed to play. So
it's because I drafted
them. Their offense is bad enough to where Kansas City can probably stop them several times. And Jacksonville's defense is definitely good enough to hold Kansas City under 28 points, well, I would think. So I could see this being like a 31-24, and that would go over. But I could also see it being like 23-20, 23-17. I could see that. There's going to be turnover. Mahomes is – if I had to guess a game where Mahomes is going to throw his first pick, it would have probably been last week against Denver.
Well, this
he
is,
didn't do that. This is two tough this defenses.
This is the number one pass.
Oh,
defense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because of that pass rush, they're loaded. Other than the Rams, I think the Rams might be the best defense in the league. Jacksonville's right up there. Jacksonville was the best. First. Yeah, well, I know, but I'm saying I think talent-wise, the Rams might be the best.
Should be. It's the most expensive defense.
It is, and the Jags have already beaten the Pats this year, which is big time.
But they also only scored 3 points or 6 points against the Titans.
Yes.
So.
Oh, my. I don't think it's dumb to
Welcome
take Kansas City.
Welcome to the
City.
NFL.
You like Kansas City?
I do. I think they're just going to score.
Yeah, I can't bet against them at home. I guess I would side with them, too. I wouldn't put any money on this
They're kind of being like what the Saints used to be.
Yeah, they're hard to beat.
I'm going to just take them because they're going to keep scoring.
Yes. That's not a dumb move. Let's move on to your team and sort of my team as well. I pull for them. I follow them. The Panthers in the Queen City hosting the Giants and Eli Manning. Panthers laying 7 here. 44 is your total over under total. Oh, boy.
They have.
Is this game going to be. Let me ask you this. Is this game going to be better than 17-13? Is it going to be a better game than that?
I doubt it.
I do too.
It's going to be bad. Typical.
Bad.
Run the ball.
Clock just steady rolling. Game's over at before
when
4.
New York gets
before
ball,
4 o'clock. 3:45. It's over. Eli's going to throw at least. I would think at
they
least two picks in this game.
They have almost the worst rushing defense.
The Giants do?
They're 29th.
Oh,
our rushing offense
God.
Is first.
Ooh.
So it's going to be – we're going to run the hell out of the ball.
I'm laying the 7 here because just from the logic that you beat the boys beat the hell out of them. And I understand I just told you before we started recording that that should probably mean to take the Giants. But – I don't like the Giants on the road. I think the line could be a little inflated here at 7, but it makes sense. I think Carolina is a better team than New York. This is not the kind of game that should be a 3-point line for the simple fact that New York has just not looked that good. So I would take the Panthers, and I know you don't really want – you wouldn't take them – you wouldn't lay money on them because your heart's there and you wouldn't want to be double hurt. So – just give me a final score prediction for that one. We haven't really done that with the other ones, but give me one for this one.
24-20.
Panthers take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Well, it's funny you say that because the over-under is 44, so that's interesting. Is that why you said that?
No, I got it as 44.5.
Oh, okay.
On so. David Letterman's line.
Oh, yeah. Next game on the slate, the Packers playing at Ford Field against the Lions.
This is
Packers are laying 1 here. The over-under is 51. As every Detroit game is, the over-under is over 50, it seems like. Man, what are your thoughts here? Because the Packers just seem to just get hurt more and more as the season goes on every year. The Lions are God knows what.
Yeah.
What are they? We don't really know. What'd they do last week? Who'd they play last week? Who the hell did they play? They beat the Patriots on Monday night the week before last.
They lost to the Cowboys.
Oh, the boys
Sunday
in that crazy game. 24-26. No, that was on in the afternoon.
No, that was, yeah.
Yeah, that was a 1 o'clock game. Yeah.
Field goal at the end of the game.
That's right. That is right. They lost to the boys. I think Detroit at home usually plays pretty well. They can't stop anybody typically, though. I could see Aaron Rodgers having a big
you
day.
Say that. But they have the 8th-ranked defense.
It just seems like people can
but
always
they have
score.
The worst rushing defense.
And that's not really a super strength of the Packers.
No, it sure isn't.
Well, that's what they were doing the other day. Boy, Aaron Rodgers looked weird in that
was
win
weird.
Against the Bills. I mean, they dominated the game, but he didn't play particularly well. I'm going to take the Lions at home here, man. Ooh. I wouldn't bet against Green Bay. If this was at Green Bay and the line was 1 – I'd definitely take Green Bay. But if this was at Green Bay, I would feel like the Packers would be laying at least 3, if not 7. Maybe like 6. But I would take Detroit here at home, man. I think that's a good play. Might be one of my picks.
I'm going to take
you like the Packers.
Aaron.
Yeah, you go ahead. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, taking probably who I think is the GOAT. But that's okay.
Mahomes.
It's the GOAT already.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. We got a weird one next. Jekyll and Hyde teams, 2 of them. The Vikings at the Eagles. Philadelphia's laying 3 here. The over-under's 45. Got to go with the Eagles because they're at home. But they don't seem to be the same with Carson Wentz under center as they were with Foles under center. Am I wrong for thinking that? Was he a one and done? Was last year an anomaly?
It looks.
Because they got a lot of talent.
That game was so ugly.
You're up 17-3. Yeah. There's no way you should lose that game. And wasn't it the fourth quarter they were still up 17-3? That's a joke. Which it happens in the NFL all the time. But, I mean, my God. The Eagles' defense is very, very good. You're playing Mariota, who can do nothing but one thing. That's scramble around, make the play last longer, and chunk it, or else take off with
he
it.
Won AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Yeah, well, I just think he – I mean, I understand why he's an NFL quarterback, but he wouldn't be my quarterback. I'll tell you that. I wouldn't want him out there.
I mean, just looking at
– he can extend plays and whatnot. He's not going to win you a playoff game. Just not going to happen.
I wouldn't stay as far away from this game as possible.
I would, too. I would not wager a dime on this. Well, maybe a dime, but, I mean, not a dime in the gambler sense, because that would be
– I'm probably not taking Philadelphia.
I would back them here because they're at home. I think they can win by a field goal, but I could see – I just don't trust Kirk Cousins, man. I just really don't. I think he's made this team worse. And what happened to this defense? What happened to them? I don't understand it at all. The Vikings just don't look good to me. I know sometimes it takes a while to get going, but this was a team last year that was just beating people up, man. And you go and get rid of a guy like Case Keenum to go get this golden boy, Kirk Cousins, who's – I mean, at one time, Kirk Cousins had DeSean Jackson, Crowder, the old 49ers old tight end that was badass, Vernon Davis.
Yeah.
And then you had the emergence of all these Chris – what's his last name? Chris
Thompson.
Thompson in the backfield.
Fat Rob.
And Alfred Morris a couple years ago. Rob – what's his name? Rob – is it Robbie Smith?
Fat Rob.
Or whatever. They've had all these playmakers. They had a good offensive line. They're whatever. He never got the job done. Yeah, he had like one big year. He kept holding out, didn't want –
He signed a franchise tag two or three times.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins is overrated. I got a buddy that absolutely despises him, and for good reason. The guy is just not that good. He's really not. He doesn't get it done when it matters. He'll have one or two games that he looks really good, and then he'll have five in a row where he looks like shit. I think the Vikings made a mistake in getting rid of Keenum. I really do. And they go and pay a bunch of money to a guy that's going to deplete the rest of their football team. That's what I believe. I would back the Eagles here, but I wouldn't put any serious cash on it. Let's talk about this game before we move into the main event. You said these two teams switched places, and I would totally agree with that. The Rams at the Seahawks. L.A. is laying 7. The over-under is 50.5. Can the Seabags cover the spread at
the
home?
The Seabags.
Yeah, can they get it done at home?
No.
I don't think so either. Boy, they are nothing but Russell Wilson and some guys that can make tackles. And one of their best players on defense is out, flipped the team off the other day. Apparently, he held out of practice and was in a contract dispute. He's got problems with the
– He's got problems.
It, with yeah. him, yes, mentally and with the team. Pete Carroll
and
just –
And then, well, this is something. I shouldn't even get into this argument. You know, they got that Michael Kendricks – Got in trouble for insider trading.
Okay.
He's not in jail yet.
Yeah.
He probably won't be in jail for this year.
Yeah.
He's suspended by the league. Now, how is that right?
I don't know.
Okay. It doesn't make a lot of
Listen,
sense.
Listen, man, the NFL doesn't make sense, Taylor. Now you're just getting to – if you have a guy who's your commissioner, all right, who won't go on television. Who does everything behind closed doors, won't own up to anything that he does or rules or says. He doesn't care. He's paid way too much money. I understand why he's paid that much money. This is not somebody saying that a CEO or somebody in power shouldn't make money, because I don't believe that at all. But Goodell should not be making $45, $50 million a year to run the league. I mean, let's get real. You could take any successful businessman and put him – as the head of the NFL, and he would probably make better decisions than Roger Goodell has made. How is it that the NFL commissioner is always one of the most hated men in sports? Tagliabue wasn't, but Roselle was before him. And now you've got Roger Goodell, who's probably the most despised man in sports. I mean, there's tweets about him every day. The players hate him. The owners hate him. The guys he works with hate him. Period. The players' union guys don't like him. The retirees don't like him. He does. It seemingly does. I heard this on the radio the other day, and I can't remember. It was Tiki and Tierney. They were saying, how the hell does the most watched sport in America make the most bad decisions? They make more bad decisions as a league than the MLB, NHL, and NBA do combined.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. The NFL is poorly run. It's poorly officiated. It's everything. And another thing that's crazy is, like, I understand that there's, like, profit sharing and all this stuff. That's why I don't – what really makes me mad is that people in these cities end up – this is what makes me the most mad about the NFL. This is kind of socialistic of me. This is why I'm not a socialist, I should say. I'm misspeaking on my own piece here, but – why should the city be responsible for paying anything for a goddamn stadium? Now, they say, oh, that's going to bring revenue to the city. Okay, I understand you're going to bring people in. But here's the deal. When you bring people in the park, the only people that make money off the parking are the fucking people that run businesses around there and use their land for parking. They're not paying taxes on that money. That's cash. And the stadium, what are they? Who's getting the money there? It's not going back to the city. So cities end up paying for all these stadiums. The owners don't. Do you know that? You know the owners, they only pay like sometimes it's like 5 or 10%, if even that, for a stadium to be built. And it's jack tax. It's just, I could go on and on and on about how corrupt these systems are. The NFL is awful. I'm getting off on a rant here.
So anyway.
Goodell sucks.
My whole thing, Seattle.
How is he suspended
defense
by the league and still a part of the franchise is what you're saying?
No. Why? It's not a violent crime. Like, he's not in jail yet. He hadn't been arrested.
Oh, so you're not even against him committing this crime?
It's insider trading.
Which is illegal.
Okay, well, he didn't hit somebody. He didn't hit his wife. Or
Taylor, the whole point against insider trading is, let's say you have money.
We don't need to get into
this. I know that,
right,
but look, man. Listen. If I have to lose my money.
Okay, I'll put it to you this way. If I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm Joe Workman.
Joe Workman.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I got that for insider trading.
You're going to jail.
I'm not in jail, though, right now.
You're not.
Does my job know?
Huh?
Do they know? They don't know.
Your child.
My job.
Oh, your job.
So I'd still be working.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I mean, I wouldn't be if I knew I was going to jail.
Joe Workman is fired. They're going to say insider trading.
They don't know.
Joe, what are you doing? You're a danger to society.
They don't.
Oh, there you go. That's beautiful. Just beautiful. Let's make it even better.
They don't know.
Whatever. Rams. I mean, it's
yes.
By double digits. I can't. It's hard to win in Seattle. I don't think it's going to be anymore. Russell Wilson does not have an offensive line. Oh, I don't trust him. Let's move on to the main event, and then we'll get into our picks and my wagers. We decided to talk about the Sunday night football game for one reason. Taylor is highly, highly upset that the Dallas Cowboys get more Sunday night, Monday night games than anybody else.
Five primetime games
this season. Yeah. It's
every year.
It really – I understand they probably do have the biggest fan base. I get that. They also probably have the dumbest fan base. I would say the average IQ of a Cowboys fan is probably average because there are some smart ones. But I'm going to put average at about 85. So that's not very good. That's about 10 points above handicap. I really don't care. I don't like the Cowboys. I have family members that like the Cowboys.
Yeah, my granddad likes the Cowboys.
Well, whatever. I'm sorry for your granddad. Like your granddad's not stupid. So he brings the average up a little bit. My cousin's not stupid, but he likes the Cowboys. Look, man, and he lives in Houston. He might actually go to this game. I don't even know if he is. But he does like to pull for the boys. I don't think – look, why is Houston laying 3 points here? I don't understand that. And the over-under is 45.5. Why is Houston laying 3 points? Dallas has beaten the Giants, and they've beaten they beat Detroit. Yeah, we just talked about that. They have lost to the Panthers and the Seahawks. Ooh, okay. Maybe that tells me why Houston's laying three here, but Houston has not looked smooth. Deshaun Watson has not gotten in the rhythm that he did last year, which I kind of predicted a little bit because I thought, you know, teams would actually have film on him now. Those first few games last year, they didn't really know what that kid could do, and he's special. The boys do not have a passing game.
No. That's what I was about
to tell you. It's kind of hard to run against the Texans.
Prescott, 753 yards, four touchdowns, two picks.
Listen, all right. Now, I said why are they favored, and now it's I'm going to make no sense now.
Deshaun has thrown 1,246 yards.
Wow.
Seven touchdowns and four picks.
Okay.
So
even with J.J. Watt on one end and Clowney on the other, Dak Prescott's going to have a tough day. He really is.
They have the ninth-ranked rushing defense. So
Zeke is a freak, though.
Yeah.
They got a good offensive line. They can block Jadavion and J.J. Watt. Not all game.
I think the Texans win by
more than three?
Yeah.
Okay. I can understand you saying that. I mean, I just contradicted myself because I said, why are they favored? But I could see the boys winning this game as well just because I don't.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, because I don't think Houston's that good.
I don't either, but I just feel like the Cowboys.
There'll be a shitload of Cowboys fans in this stadium. No doubt about that. They won't take it over,
imagine
but there'll be
how
a lot
of Cowboy fans are in Houston.
A shit ton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Houston lost a team for a while, and then they got the Texans back. I'm going to back Houston here and go against myself. I wouldn't wager on it. Now I do kind of get why they got J.J. and Clowney and Deshaun. They got better players. I do think the boys have a good offensive line. Dak Prescott's got to figure out how to throw the football to somebody besides Cole Beasley. They really need somebody to step up. They just have – losing Dez Bryant hurt. I know Skip Bayless and a bunch of morons on TV will tell you this, addition by subtraction. Well, he's a dumbass, and he's a Cowboys fan. He's one of the ones that drags the IQ in the reverse. He's an idiot. So that's going to do it for the games. You want to go into your picks now?
I can.
All right.
I might be all pro.
That's fine. I'm going to write down Taylor's picks here. Then I'm going to give you mine. So, Taylor, who do you have this week?
The Bungles.
All right. I like it. Cincinnati is laying, what is it, six?
Six and a half on mine.
Six and a half, okay. Cincinnati minus 6.5. They are taking on who? Let's let the people know.
The Dolphins.
The Fish. Man, the Fish. Look, is this line just because of what happened last week, or is this legit? And I'd like to ask you this. Do you think they start Osweiler or Tannehill?
Tannehill.
It's got to be Tannehill.
Yeah.
Osweiler looked like shit.
He is shit.
He is. Cincinnati minus 6. Okay.
Baltimore minus 3 over the Browns.
That's not a bad pick right there. That's not a bad pick at all.
Kansas City minus 3.
Okay.
Over
Kansas
Jacksonville.
Kansas City minus 3 against Jacksonville. Just covered that game.
The Saints on Monday Night Football.
Ooh.
6.5.
New Orleans minus 6.5. And who are they facing?
Skins.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Alex Smith versus the Gunslinger.
I'm going to take somebody I really don't like, the Falcons, to beat Pittsburgh.
Atlanta's – are they getting or taking points?
They are plus 3.
Oh, getting points from – is it at Pittsburgh?
It is.
It had to be, I would assume. All right, that's going to bring me to my picks, Taylor. And let's see what you think about these. At noon on Saturday, after I said earlier, college football has not been my forte, I'm going to actually take some college games since you took an all-pro slate. I'm going to take an all-college slate just for that reason. So I'm not going against you. But the pro games, I only like a couple this week. We didn't talk about one of them. We talked about it one. So – Missouri plus 1 against South Carolina. That's going to be one of my picks against you this week. Not that you picked South Carolina, but I'm taking Missouri plus the point. I do not think South Carolina can beat Missouri. Coming off an off week, Missouri's strong offense. I think they'll be well rested. I think they're going to have a field day. The Gamecocks are banged up. I still don't understand why we're favored. I don't. It is what it is. I'd be happy to lose this pick against you. I'll put it like that. But I'm going to take Missouri plus 1. I said I wouldn't take them. I'm going to wager earlier. And now that I think about it, I don't know why I wouldn't take them. Because they look better than the other team. And this was a close game last year. It's been a close game for a few years. Texas plus 7. in the Red River Shootout. Auburn -3.5 against Mississippi State. I think this could be just a raping. It was last year, 49-10. So Auburn -3.5 at Miss State. I think they can win by a touchdown or more. I believe they have a better defense. I believe they had a better offense. I believe they have better coaching. So I'm going to take the War Eagle against the Bulldogs this weekend. Staying in the SEC, A&M -5.5 against Kentucky. I honestly think they're going to beat Kentucky by more than a touchdown. I think they win by 10 or more. I believe that. Maybe I'm wrong. I just think Kentucky is too one-dimensional. A&M can run and throw. They have a better quarterback. They have comparable running backs. They don't have the name running backs, but they have a stud back there. They have a better defense to me. As far as athleticism, they have a better defense. Kentucky has a really good front four, and their linebackers are solid. Secondary is not so great. And they do – Kentucky has a very good defense. I'm not taking anything away from them. They have not faced an offense like this yet, and I think A&M, that's the difference in that game. And here we go, a team that burnt me in week one and has been pounding the hell out of everybody.
Old Dominion.
No, Liberty. Oh, Liberty. -5 against New Mexico State. Reason being for this – Liberty just beat New Mexico 52-43. All right. New Mexico beat New Mexico State 42-25. So, ipso facto, Liberty's a touchdown better in my mind than New Mexico State. So, those are my five picks, Taylor. Maybe we'll both go 5-0. It won't hurt the other one, and we'll stay neck and neck. Now, for Wes's wagers, you tell me what you think of these, because three of them I just mentioned. And I'm going to start with one that you like. Baltimore -3 against Cleveland. I think there's no way Baltimore loses this football game. They're a better team than Cleveland. Even at Cleveland, the dog pound being rowdy. Baltimore too much offense. What do you think about that? Mm-hmm. I think you agree with that. Baltimore -3, I would put my hard-earned dollars on this. I really would. I like that. It's one of the only pro games I really like this week. Liberty -5. Again, I like it. I looked at the line. It's gone up. It started at 3. It's trending upward. Sharp money's on it. When money's going on a game on Tuesday and Wednesday, that means there's a lot of action from guys that know what they're doing on the game. They're on Liberty right now. So I think if you can lock it in with a bookie now or online now at 5 or buy it down to 4, go ahead and do it, man, because I do think they'll win this by more than a touchdown. Liberty is playing good football right now. Texas +7. I said earlier I wouldn't wager on it, but I think it's worth putting something small on. I wouldn't bet the farm on this game because I could see either one of these teams winning by double digits. I could see OU, Texas coming out and possibly laying an egg. Their offense looks iffy at times, but their defense has improved. I think not having Baker Mayfield on the other side of the field, and hell, they contained him last year. I think that was like 29-24, something like that. I think Texas can stay within the number. I do think they can win the game, and I like taking an underdog that can win. I definitely think they can win the football game. I'd put something small on it. And again, Missouri +1, I think this is an absolute – I think it's a lock. I really do, and they have Drew Locke as their quarterback. I think this is a lock of a pick. South Carolina's coming off of a bad week emotionally, physically. They're beat up. Missouri's healthy. Missouri has played Georgia better than South Carolina did. I just think if you look at what's going on between the two teams, a lot is comparable. They beat the hell out of teams that were lesser than them, but against Georgia, they looked better. They turned the ball over but still stayed in the football game. We were not able to do that. I think Missouri is a better football team than we are, even though South Carolina beat them 38-13 last year at their place. I think Missouri is more talented now. I think just with South Carolina being as banged up as they are and this being a nooner, the away team, the road team has the advantage. Missouri +1. That's Wes's wagers this week. Let's hope we can do better than we have the last few weeks. We did have a couple good weeks and a couple bad weeks. So let's get back on track here. Let's get some money, and let's wrap this thing up. This has been Wesley Burris and Taylor Griggs with Inside the Lines, a Win or Die Sports production. If you live in the South Carolina area, you're interested in Palmetto State football, we have a Clemson Tiger podcast called Talking Tigers. We have a South Carolina Gamecock podcast, football podcast called Cock of the Walk. Those are all available the same place you listen to this. I'm sure you've seen them if you've seen this. Thanks for listening to Inside the Lines. Stay tuned next week. We'll bring you back probably the same format. I think this has been the way to do it. Hit on a bunch of games and then give you our picks and thoughts and whatnot. Not a whole bunch of, you know, stats. We did get a little off the rails some. But thanks for listening. Check us out next Wednesday when we'll be back with more Inside the Lines.